Hello and welcome to the Courageous Heart Podcast. My name is Heather Warren of Blossoming Heart Guidance, and I love courageous-hearted people like you who are willing to go within, get honest, do the inner work, so you can really blossom in your life and be that aligned, peaceful, authentic presence the world needs. So today's topic is about karma. I actually spoke with a client, and their question was about karma. You know, what is it? How do we understand it? How do we work with it? So I'm just going to give the caveat that I don't come from even the term karma would be coming from a more Eastern spiritual perspective, perhaps, whether it's Buddhist or Hindi or all of that Southeast Asian region of the world and spirituality. So I'm going to give that caveat. But oftentimes people use the word karma. It would be perhaps in the Christian religion, would be this idea of what goes around comes around, the golden rule, you know, do unto others as we want them to do unto you, and that there's a notion of punishment perhaps connected to it. And so often we will view it in that perspective. But from doing a technique called mind clearing that I had learned a few years ago, and also with working with clients and my own spiritual healing, personal healing, I've come to understand karma as this experience of, you know, what is it, whether it's good karma, negative karma, but ultimately it's where we felt like we have betrayed our own dignity, our own sense of self, where we feel we haven't lived up to our own inner standard of integrity, authenticity, where we feel like we're being somebody we're not, or we're having to make decisions from that place, but it doesn't match our own conscience, shall we say, our own personal standard. And this idea of, and also of this notion that harming others intentionally, and even perhaps unintentionally, right? And where we end up feeling guilt or shame comes from where we feel we have betrayed that way of being, that standard, when we felt like we were being treated poorly as well. So a lot of times some of the healing in my own journeys, recovery from toxic or abusive relationships, it's been about going, forgiving myself for allowing it on some very basic level to endure if I stayed too long, in my own opinion, right? Not in the opinion of others. But in my own opinion, if I felt like I should have known, should have seen it, all of that, and we start doing that cycle of beating ourselves up, the woulda, shoulda, coulda. And oftentimes when we start actually taking a look at, you know, what is it that makes us go out of alignment and out of our integrity or all of this, and it's really areas where if we were to look in the mirror and go, wow, I can really say that I did the best I could. Or I can look at myself in the mirror and say, I like who I am. I like how I walk in the world. I like how I treat others. I like how I treat the earth. You know, I'm okay with that. I can sleep at night. Now, some would say somebody with a psychopathic tendency who doesn't feel guilt, you know, that's a whole other area. Does karma come at them? And I would say that on a soul level, that it would. Their brain chemistry doesn't register this, but there are consequences to harming others, whether it is loneliness or lack of connection or actual straight up punishment from having to go to jail or be contained, that would come around in this way. So, you know, there's that's the free slope of understanding, well, if a person isn't even conscious or even aware of their own authenticity, where they're betraying themselves, is their karmic repercussions. I would say there might be karmic repercussions from the world, but they may not internalize that and therefore don't feel the need to, in, say, Catholic traditions, it would be repent or confess, you know, in Christian realms. But this idea of being able to get things off of our chest, where we're like, yeah, I didn't like how I expressed my anger, or I didn't like how I treated that person, or how I didn't act, right? And that's really the realm of what is called karma clearing, when we start going into, you know, a way we acted that we think we shouldn't have, or a way we didn't act that we think we should have acted differently, right? So, and we start realizing, as you start clearing out your karma and start clearing out those areas of understanding in your heart and your mind, you start really realizing that it all comes back to self-respect. It comes back to self-acceptance, self-love, being the person, divine being, this idea of where did we betray the light within us. You know, the divine in me meets the divine in you. And if I treated you less divinely than I would like, then we will carry a negative energy towards ourselves. So there are many layers for it, and I am one where I understand I don't feel like we need to be punishing others. I don't feel like that actually depletes us karmically, spiritually, when we go into vengeance and punishment. And rather it's more the natural karmic consequences come in through not being able to live a balanced, free, open life. And really having to go into a place of self-forgiveness, the energy of forgiveness really helps to shift it. The energy of becoming conscious, becoming aware, and then learning how to let go and forgive can do wonders for opening up new karmic paths, right? And, you know, so I'd really encourage, if you're struggling with stuff, you feel like you feel like it's just sort of one thing after the next and constant negative karma, that it could be how you've been treated, that you're carrying the negative energy, and there needs to be an area of acknowledgement that this is not okay to treat me this way, and I need to learn how to let this go so I can move forward and move forward with a sense of awareness about how to care for myself and to set those boundaries of what's okay and what's not okay. And then being able to perhaps taking a look at how are you operating that is out of your highest divine self of respecting others. If you need support with that, I do offer a Sweet Aha's Life Clarity session. I also do this in my bigger transformational program work with the She Blooms program, which is a transformational program for women who want to rebuild their lives after a breakup. And if you'd like to reach out, do any of this processing, I am here. I hope this gives some clarity. Would love your thoughts about it. And you can check me out at blossominghearts.ca. So that's one heart, not two hearts. blossomingheart.ca. Thank you, and we'll talk to you again soon.